Artificial intelligence and lending ecosystem, credit scoring. Traditionally, a credit score is evaluated by analyzing borrowing history, total income, work experience, and user behavior. This system gauges the user borrowing and generates a scorecard. It has the following drawbacks. So let us first understand, all of you, I hope you understand about credit score. Credit score is nothing. Credit score is a score given to a person about his history, how much loan he has taken in the past, what amount, what kind of an payment history, has he given the loans EMIs in time or not time. So it's all about their history, their total income, their work experience, and we can generate a good credit score means it's a good customer. Bad score means that this customer may default. So AIA can help us to choose the right person through right giving a right credit scoring. There are a lot of credit scoring, 4 credit scoring companies in India are there. They give the data, and this data we can further analyze. So credit score is mostly based on customer historical financial data, the previous history of a customer. New customers with no credit history, they have never taken a loan, often face difficulty in securing loans even when they are credit worthy. Now this is a one drawback. Somebody has never taken a loan, they have no history, so nothing will be given as the output. Credit score is inapplicable for new credit product that's specifically created for younger customer base. It makes the financial institution short-sighted and increase the risk of making errors in their credit estimation. So credit score is very, very important, and certainly as I've just highlighted that financial institution banks, they look at the right credit worthy customer who will be able to pay in time. So credit score certainly can help the banks if they are able to analyze the data properly. Artificial intelligence and lending ecosystem in credit scoring, some further details. Machine learning powered credit scoring models, credit risk analysis monitor, more relevant metrics like current income level, potential to earn in the future, employment duration, employment opportunities to measure new customer credit worthiness, thereby increasing the financial inclusion by offering credit access to the previously unattended group of people. So machine learning can give you lot of inference from the data available about the credit profile of the customer, so that what suits him, whether this person is to be picked or not picked. Because looking into all the past details of the person, whether it's a question of employment, any history of loans being taken. So AI can certainly help assist banks to give a right kind of an message. Now let us get and see use of artificial intelligence in lending ecosystem, loan approval. So traditional loan approval process is very exhaustive. If you have gone through any time, it used to take months, days, and so much of documentation to be done. Everything used to be done physically. Now loan approvals have also become very, very streamlined, digitally available, and AI can certainly further help banks and institutions to give the right person the right kind of a loan. So traditionally it is very exhaustive, but artificial intelligence powered document processing software compiles specific information from the relevant documents at a scale. It also checks the authenticity of the submitted documents, whether these documents are credible or not, then route application to respective departments for approval, cross-checking. The result is quicker loan approval times and an improved customer experience. Cost saving and efficient achieve are major advantages of AI in lending ecosystem. Loan fraud detection, AI usage. Artificial intelligence lending tackle loan fraud detection with 4 solutions: fraud scores, fraud investigation, purchase profile, and the KYC. They will be able to tackle it by the use of artificial intelligence. Fraud scores, lenders are used fraud score to measure the legitimacy of transaction. NLP and ML analyze the data such as past transactions, fraud accidents, risk parameter set by the lender and award a fraud score. Just now we have discussed in the last few slides about credit score. This is about the fraud score. This can also be viewed by the bank, and ML and AI can help them to give them a right kind of information on this aspect. So depending on the severity of the fraud score, the current transaction is either flagged or reviewed or even cancelled. They can raise the flag if they find that this customer is not the right customer. The red flag will be raised and he will be not given the loan. Fraud investigation. Artificial intelligence scan through hundreds and thousands of loan documents in real time and give a list of flagged loan application that can be further investigated by the loan officer. So quick they will be able to pinpoint anything which is not appropriate. It saves a digital lending platform thousands of man hours that would have otherwise been spent on funding fraudulent loan documents, and it's not humanly possible to scan thousands of loan applications, but AI can do it in some time and give lot of valuable insight input to the bank or to the financial institution, and certainly they will be much more better in managing the risk as compared to if done manually. Loan fraud detection. All lending tackles loan fraud detection with four solutions: fraud score, fraud investigation, purchase profiles, and KYCs. So purchase profile. By understanding user behavior, the system creates multiple purchase profiles so that financial organization can segment customer into different profiles and monitor their transaction. Know your customer. KYC based helps verify the IDs and match biometric identity such as fingerprints, retina scans before authorizing any loans. Financial institution analyze the bank transaction of at-risk accounts to identify customer who might default on their loan repayments. So artificial intelligence enables lenders to take a proactive measure and create personalized loan collection strategies for these customers. More use cases in lending: risk management, online lending platform, AI-driven customer acquisition, analyzing vast volumes of data, minimizing the impact of prejudice among people, more efficient application processing. So artificial intelligence powered chatbots. These are some of the more use cases in lending. So impact of artificial intelligence on lending and loan management. Of course, it will help in giving the right information, the accuracy, it will increase the accuracy. Reducing process time manifold, very quick in their response, right response. Increase operational efficiency. You will be able to process the loan application much faster, more efficient. Cost reduction, and of course everything, all of whatever we have just now discussed, it will reduce your cost, increase your profit. Better resource utilization. You will be able to better utilize the resources and eliminate human biases. So these are the impact of artificial intelligence on lending and loan management for the financial institution. So challenges of artificial intelligence on lending and loan management. Data privacy and security, one of the challenge with so much of cyber crimes. Bias and fairness concern, which is a human bias or human error. These are the concerns. Lack of transparency, handling of outliers, limited contextual understanding, over-reliance on application volume, reduced human interaction, regulatory and ethical consideration. These are some of the few challenges of artificial intelligence on lending and loan management. Artificial intelligence in customer experience, now let us understand. Customer service is vital aspect of banking. Very, very important. Why is it so? Because banking is a product which is not tangible, which is not tangible. You can't feel and touch it. It's more served. It's a service industry. So customer service is very vital for banking, as it can influence customer satisfaction, loyalty, retention. Some of the ways AI can improve customer experience include, we have discussed in detail about chatbots, voice assistant, sentiment analysis and feedback, something more complex, fraud detection and prevention, personalized recommendation and advisory. So these things will certainly add to experience, customer experience. He will be able to get much, much more detailed information through use of AI or chatbots as compared to if done personally or with human interaction. RPA and workflow optimization, proactive issue resolution, operational efficiency. So artificial intelligence bridges the gap between digital convenience and personalized touch that clients cherish. So Deloitte's artificial intelligence-based voice analytic platform, behavior and emotional analysis tool called as BEAT, is real lifetime product for improving customer experience. Banks can harness the transformative power of artificial intelligence to enhance customer service by upholding the values of transparency, accountability, and customer centricity, and proactively addressing ethical consideration and challenges. Banks can build trust with their customers and stakeholders by prioritizing privacy, transparency, fairness, and reliability. The adoption of ethical framework, best practices, and industry-wide standards will enable banks to navigate the ethical landscape of artificial intelligence, ensuring that it is deployment, its customer service is responsible, fair, and fair. So very, very important, customer service itself is, and artificial intelligence certainly enhances customer experience. Now let us understand one of the very, very important aspect of banking is basically risk management. How artificial intelligence in risk management? What exactly risk management? What kind of a risk? So customer increasingly expect service from anywhere. Businesses are adapting system and processes to simultaneously improve speed, lower cost, minimize risk, and ensure privacy and data protection. They are looking at it, all this, and they are successful, and few of them. So banking sector is at the forefront of this transformation, leveraging emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and machine learning to reduce fraud, unlock new efficiencies, and better serve the customer. So banking sector is certainly at the forefront. They are leading. However, artificial intelligence implementation comes with its own challenges. We have discussed few challenges in the few slides before. So bank faces the following type of risk. Let us go one by one. Few to name here: credit risk, market risk, liquidity risk, operational risk, model risk, cyber security risks. So what exactly is few of them more? Fraud risk, trade behavior, money laundering risk, contagion risk, regulatory compliance risk, and reputational risk. These are all risks the bank faces. So we'll understand one by one, what is credit risk? We understood about credit scoring, credit rating. Credit risk includes the danger of default of loans. Banks do not want, financial organizations do not want, the loan they have given should default. So it includes danger of default on loans, bonds, or other credit instruments. It can result from borrowers' financial instability, economic downturn like COVID, or inadequate risk assessment and monitoring. Inadequate risk assessment and monitoring, not properly assessed the profile of the customer when offered the credit. So this is all about credit risk. If AI can help and minimize this risk, then certainly banks' revenues and profits will increase. They will be able to pick the right customer. Machine learning and natural language processing can be used to conduct more thorough probability of default analysis, as well as enhance detection of early warning signs. So both of them can help the financial organization, which will minimize the risk. They will be able to manage the risk properly. So credit seeking applications are examined more thoroughly. Somebody applied for a credit, those applications will be analyzed properly by MIs, AIs, to avoid credit risk in the future. Because these applications, if they are not good ones, will give the information to the AI so that they can use it in further processing. So Bank of America utilizes artificial intelligence to forecast the likelihood of companies default. Why they will default? Because of any past pattern they have diagnosed. So AI can help banks and organizations to be very careful with these organizations. Second one, market risk. It's a more a broad macro risk. Fluctuation in capital market threatens the bottom line of the bank, the profit of the bank. So fluctuation in international markets, US specifically, because US is the mother of a capital market. Geopolitical unrest, like currently, if you find last year Ukraine and today Israel, this all impact the market. Global health pandemics, we all underwent when it comes to COVID, or economic recession can impact the markets and consequently borrowers' financial future. Recession is what? Recession is when economy is not growing. People are losing their jobs. The income have reduced. So certainly if that is true, then their paying capability suffer. So market risk is another area which has to be looked into. Banks use artificial intelligence tools such as machine learning, RDL or NLP to analyze markets data, to forecast trends and make better informed risk investment decisions. So for example, using artificial intelligence tool to analyze social media activity and determine the current consumer sentiment about publicly traded company to predict the corresponding market activity or investment strategy. Value at risk model uses artificial intelligence to assess market risk and redesign the economic model. Artificial intelligence in banking risk mitigation. Liquidity risk. Liquidity risk refers to the inability of the bank to meet its financial obligation as they become due without incurring excess cost or losses. Liquidity risk is very, very important risk, typically during times of recession, like during COVID time. It was a real major risk. People were asking for everything, were asking for money, and their banks could not suffice because the quantum was very, very high. So it occurs when a financial firm experiences difficulty raising funds in the market or faces a sudden surge in the demand for withdrawals from depositors. It happened during real crisis like one we just encountered during COVID times. So liquidity risk, another risk, bank or the financial industry, they are particularly concerned about. Inadequate liquidity management can threaten a bank's solvency and reputation. Banks have an obligation to enable customer to withdraw cash from their accounts anytime. So you will find it's a really real major risk, and RBI really looked into this very, very seriously and makes the banks to have certain ratios adequately performed, because if liquidity is not being properly done, the entire ecosystem of finance or the banking industry itself, they suffer. Machine learning, NLP and other artificial tools can be used to analyze the market sentiments and forewarn a heavy withdrawal demand from the customer to guide banks to ensure enough liquid assets are available to meet their customer needs. Currently, if you'll find the SEBI is looking into that also, capital market regulator. They have forewarned mutual funds, asset management companies regarding some liquidity concerns. So what basically you want to say is that AI, they can help these institutions, that something of this nature is going to happen in the coming days. So they should be extra careful and well prepared. Artificial intelligence in banking risk mitigation. Let us now understand about operational risk with operations. So operational risk encompasses the danger of losses resulting from inadequate or failed internal process. Your process itself failed, your systems or human errors or external events. It includes hazards associated with fraud, cyber attacks, technology failures, legal and regulatory compliance, and disruption in business operations. So any of such incidents may hinder the operation of the organization. So operational risk. Operational risk can lead to financial losses, reputational damage, legal implications. In 2021, NV Group was defrauded of $1.23 billion by a former director involving fake nickel deals and forged contracts. So the current operating status of the company is liquidation, compulsory winding up, insolvency. To address this operational risk, machine learning algorithms can ingest and analyze massive amounts of data to help banks spot areas for improvement and identify where outside factors pose the most significant risk. So AI can help minimizing this operational aspect of the risk. Model and cybersecurity risks. Banks use a variety of models to make predictions and plan their activities. So model risks occur when one or more of these guideline models are wrong. To mitigate it, banks use AI to monitor machine learning and AI system and identify algorithms, bias, fairness, inaccuracy, and misuse that their model itself should not default. This is about model and cybersecurity risk. In the increasingly connected world, banks face cybersecurity threats from more attack vectors than ever. It is increasing day by day. To accurately identify vulnerabilities at various data points, detect malicious activity, and mitigate risk, banks use machine learning and DT technologies to identify anomalies on IT system and predict attacker behavior such as target choice and infiltration methods. Cyber security risk and the risk, fraud risk related with cyber security. Fraud risk is the possibility of any unexpected loss, unexpected anything fraud. Will AI machine learning can detect that? So be it financial, reputational, material, due to the fraudulent activity by internal and external actor. Banks can conduct a fraud risk assessment using these AI tools and data analytics to identify, understand and mitigate fraud risk, stopping threats before they affect the organization for its customers. These are all risk management. If properly done, this risk will be either avoided or managed. If so, then organization will certainly grow. It will not impact their profit, their revenues, their reputation. So JP Morgan fraud detection technology employs machine learning techniques to extract important information like company person name from unorganized data and analyze it to identify potential fraud. Also, they utilize large language model to spot any indications of compromise in emails. They have their model to detect. Trader behavior and AML risk. Technologies such as NLP and text mining are used to monitor trader activity or rogue trading, insider trading, data theft, and market manipulation or other forms of financial crime and wrongdoing. So ML AI can help me to understand how traders, what kind of a behavior they are exhibiting. Like it's very, very common in US that if they are able to look into this aspect of insider trading, it's a real risk when it comes to capital market. Artificial intelligence tools monitor, log, and analyze phone log, email traffic, time cards, vacation schedules, etc. with trading data to predict the probability of trader misconduct. So AI can do it very, very quickly as compared to if you see manually. AML, anti-money laundering. Artificial intelligence tool identify potential money laundering activities by analyzing the transactional patterns, customer behavior, risk indicator to flag suspicious transactions and prevent illicit financial activities. HSB uses Google cloud-based AML AI to combat financial crimes, enabling it to identify 2 times or 4 times more genuine risk. Also, there is a 60% reduction in the number of alerts that need investigation, saving valuable time and reducing efforts. Contagion and reputational risk. Banks face the risk of other economic effects harming their business, such as financial crash in the foreign market, influencing an existing loan agreement, or the impact of COVID-19. So DL and ML tools are used to help banks understand the potential impacts, spot warning signs from other banks, and determine the appropriate mitigation process. Because if one thing happened at one level, it has a contagion effect. Like something happened in US, our market is being impacted. So AIs and MLs can help to mitigate that also. Reputational risk. About reputation, it is the potential loss of partner and customer trust due to negative public perception, adverse media coverage, or client dissatisfaction. It can arise due to fraud, data breaches, poor customer service, or unethical behavior impacting bank's business, client relations, and market positions. So artificial intelligence technologies can analyze the customer sentiment, market perceptions, customer feedback, and other relevant data and forewarn the organization about their potential reputational damage if so. So it's very, very important, because I earlier mentioned that this industry is a service industry. There is nothing tangible over here. So one news, if anything damaging about the reputation of any financial organization, will impact them very, very severely. Key benefits of artificial intelligence in banking: risk mitigation, superior forecasting accuracy. And I hope you people have understood that AI/ML can able to forecast many things from the past behavior, from the past data. Optimized variable selection process, it will be better selection process. Richer data segmentation will be done. Lower operational cost, the cost will be reduced, and efficiency gains through process automation and resource optimization. So these are the benefits of AI in banking risk mitigation. Plus, it improved compliance through automated monitoring and reporting, automation, timely, accurate, and personalized risk assessment and credit risk score through advanced data analysis, reduced opportunity for human error through process automation, and enhanced customer experience through data-enabled personalization. I think we have understood all this in detail till now. So let us now see some real world examples of AI use in banking, some of the real examples which are available, like JP Morgan case, Chase, virtual assets like COIN, contract intelligence, which uses NLP to analyze legal documents and automate contract reviews, reduce time and cost associated with manual contract reviewers, and improves bank efficiency. MasterCard use artificial intelligence based fraud detection system called Decision Intelligence, which analyzes transaction data and identify patterns of fraudulent activity, reduce the risk of fraud, and enhance overall security of the payment history. Because for them, it is very, very important to take care of the frauds. Their business is such. Bank of America, they use artificial intelligence powered chatbots, Erica, to provide personalized financial advice to the customers. So Erica uses NLP to understand customer inquiries and provide personalized recommendations. Improved customer experience and increased customer satisfaction. So these are the real cases available. Capital One use artificial intelligence powered tool CreditWise to streamline its loan underwriting process. So CreditWise uses machine learning algorithms to analyze customer credit data, automate this credit checks and approvals, reduce time and cost associated with manual credit checks, and improve efficiency of bank's lending operations. So these are some of the real world examples where AI used in banking. Wells Fargo used artificial intelligence powered system, the Trifecta, to improve its risk management operation, to improve their risk management operations. Then this Trifecta uses ML algorithms to analyze customer data, identify potential risk, improved bank risk management capabilities, and reduce the risk of default on loans and credits. So in the last, challenges of adopting artificial intelligence in banking, it all depends on data availability and quality, because now I hope you understood AI uses, the resource for AI is the past data and the quality of the data, because every other output will be generated from this. Transparency, accountability, and compliance, understanding artificial intelligence and its implication, data security, and lack of explainability. So these are the challenges we have discussed in detail till now in artificial intelligence adoption. So thank you very much. Thank you for this.